Donald Trump's travel ban on citizens coming from countries to the United States has destabilized, is turning out to be a very divisive policy. It also appears that Trump has his first kill of a U.S. citizen under his belt, with an 8-year-old girl among the dead, possibly killed in a drone attack by the American military in Yemen, one of the countries on the administration's travel ban list. In 2010, the Obama administration ordered the CIA to kill American citizen Anwar al-Awlaki, who was residing in Yemen. Al-Awlaki was not charged with any crimes and a warrant was never issued for his arrest. Why then was he murdered by his own government? Al-Awlaki was a Muslim cleric who regularly preached against the foreign policy of the U.S. government and its indiscriminate killing. And for that, Obama ordered him killed. 2 weeks after the killing of Al-Awlaki in 2010, a separate CIA drone strike in Yemen killed his 16-year-old American-born son, along with the boy's 17-year-old cousin and several other innocent Yemenis. The U.S. eventually claimed that the boy was not their target, but merely collateral damage. This past Sunday, the Navy's SEAL Team 6, using armed Reaper drones for cover, conducted a raid on a compound allegedly to go after al-Qaeda operatives in Yemen. All we know is that 30 people were killed, including yet another American citizen who turned out to be the 8-year-old daughter of Anwar al-Awlaki. These are the types of actions that have led to retaliatory attacks on American citizens in the past, and can only ensure that the cycle of violence started by the United States will only continue. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News commentary. Join me and other independent media producers at BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com.